Track 7, Effective School Advocacy. On the last track, we discussed three concepts of the advocacy model. These three concepts of the advocacy model included appropriate candidates, inferring needs from behaviors, and identifying limitations and strengths. On this track, we will discuss three concepts for preparing an FAS client for school. These three concepts include school cooperation, school advocates, and 9 steps to effective advocacy. The first step in preparing FAS clients for school is gaining school cooperation. Because of the client's deficient learning abilities, the client's potential school should be informed prior to enrollment. I suggest to parents that if they sense any hesitation or resistance on the part of the school administrators, to reconsider their school options. Also, besides administrators, I suggest to clients to contact individual teachers and inform them of the situation. Often this can be done by letter, by telephone, or in person. Preferably, I ask parents of clients to meet with teachers in person and to take pamphlets and other educational material in order to better educate the teacher about the client's condition. Most importantly, the teacher should be informed that the client does not do well with complex instructions and that any form of punishing retribution is futile and harmful to the client's self-esteem. Ginny, age 6, was about to enter first grade. Her parents, Jim and Helen, were concerned about her ability to keep her patience during complex instructions. I suggested that they inform the teacher of Ginny's short temper and also emphasize that she cannot control her behavior. The best way to diffuse the situation would be to appeal to her needs and try and resolve her frustrations rather than discourage the behavior. Helen met with Ginny's teacher, Joanna, and explained the problem to her. Helen stated, "My daughter has had trouble learning since she was born. It's not that she can't learn, it's that she learns in a different way than other children. If she becomes frustrated or confused, she may react angrily. If that happens, it's better to talk to her than punish her." Think of your Ginny. How could his or her parents approach the school administrators and teachers about the client's FAS? The second step in preparing FAS clients for school is appointing a school advocate. A school advocate can be a classroom teacher, counselor, or school nurse. However, the advocate should be an employee of the school so that he or she may be on hand if any problem should arise. The most successful school advocates can effectively complete the following. Befriend the client in an advocacy relationship. Provide a safe haven where the client can stop in and chat. Talk to the client regarding concerns, confusions, or misperceptions in his or her everyday life at school. Interpret past history and behavior. Become a clearinghouse of information on the client, receiving complaints, crisis reports, and compliments. Initiate observations of the client in problem settings. Mediate as needed between the student and teachers and between the client and other students. Coordinate between school and parents with respect to the client's needs, perceptions, and misperceptions. Give direct help. Beatrice, age 8, had begun to throw fits in the classroom. Her teacher, who had been uninformed about Beatrice's condition, punished her by putting her in timeout in the corner, which subsequently humiliated her. The school nurse, Doris, recognized Beatrice's symptoms as FAS. Doris approached Beatrice's parents and suggested that she become an advocate for their daughter. Doris was kinder to Beatrice and much more patient than her teacher. In addition, Doris had the nurse's office where Beatrice could retreat in order to escape the pressures of schoolwork. Think of your Beatrice. Is there anyone at his or her school that could be an effective advocate? In addition to school cooperation and school advocates, the third step to preparing an FAS client for school is 9 steps to effective advocacy. Once a client has found a willing advocate, I find that it is helpful to him or her to come to a therapy session and learn a little bit more about the effective advocacy process. I asked Doris to come in when it was convenient for her and gave her the following 9 steps. 1. Build a relationship with the student by establishing periodic meetings. Try to establish yourself as the sounding board. Tell him or her that you will be available when crises occur, but will also meet on a regular basis just to talk about things. 2. Troubleshoot problems and crises at school as they emerge. The problems encountered are mostly behavior problems, not described as academic problems per se. Try to develop a clear understanding of what actually transpires when a crisis or problem occurs. 3. Monitor and modify inappropriate sexual behaviors. 4. Teach functional skills at every opportunity. Enroll the student in programs that explicitly teach functional skills, particularly those involving organizational skills and in coping with anger. 5. Facilitate practical work skills and appropriate supervision. Even people who are lonely and isolated can get personal satisfaction out of productive work. 6. Establish teamwork between school and home on the client's behalf. 7. Help the student complete school and plan beyond school. 8. Help make school a pleasurable experience. And 9. Help everyone understand FAS better. Think of your FAS client. What advice could you give his or her advocate? On this track, we discuss 3 concepts for preparing an FAS client for school. These 3 concepts included school cooperation, school advocates, and 9 steps to effective advocacy. Question 7. What are 3 concepts for preparing an FAS client for school? This CD has covered such topics as diagnostic modes, secondary disabilities, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, the advocacy model, and preparing for school. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include Treating Teen Self-Mutilation, Treating Post-Holiday Letdown and Depression, Living with Secrets, Treating Childhood Sexual Trauma, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults, and Balancing the Power Dynamic in the Therapeutic Relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.